I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 1281, When You're Being Manipulated. A manipulative person tries to control people to their own advantage. Some people are more manipulative by nature. They have strong wills, and their personalities engender trust. We have to be careful when dealing with people, especially when they're within our own families. In all our relationships, trust is important. We should speak the truth in love, and we should demand the same from others. Okay, so how can we still T2G, still love God and others, but not allow ourselves to be manipulated? Let's go there today. This podcast is called The Two Greatest because the two greatest commandments are to love God and to love others. And sometimes we falsely believe that love looks like making people happy no matter the cost. It's been said, beware of a manipulator. He shakes your hand one minute and pulls your leg the next. And Lisa Turquist said, we must not confuse the command to love with the disease to please. Oh, that's good. I know some of y'all needed to hear that one today. It seems Christians believe I need to be a people pleaser. Because that's love, isn't it? Well, not necessarily. You know you're being manipulated when manipulation is the agenda, not relationship. Manipulation is about guilt trips, not choices. Manipulation feels like control, but love feels open. Manipulation feels like pressure, but love feels free. John Maxwell writes about manipulation this way. When being manipulated, remember the ABCs. A, acknowledge the other person's desire. B, boundaries. Communicate yours clearly and in love. And C, close. Carry out your boundaries. For example, A, acknowledge the other person's desire. I know you want me to come over. B, boundaries. Unfortunately, I have another commitment. C, close or carry out your boundaries. Thanks for the invitation. Maybe another time. As a pastor at Highline, I have people all the time question if they can draw a line, if they can say no, if they cannot give in to someone else insisting that if they really love them, they would do this or that, or if they're a real Christian, then they would do the other thing. You get the idea. But caving to that is not Christ-like. How do we know? Because Christ didn't. Remember the devil saying, if you're the Son of God, you'll do this and that. Throw yourself off the temple, for example. Or you remember the mom who came to Jesus and wanted to make sure that her boys got the best seats in the kingdom. Or there's the people around the cross. Jesus, if you're who you say you are, come down from the cross. And Jesus said in each case, nope, 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 not giving into that garbage. Because that's not love, that's manipulation. Here's the great question. Is there an area of your life where you've mistaken the temptation to give in to manipulation for the need to love? Let's pray. Father, you are beyond being manipulated. In this intricate journey of life, give us discernment to distinguish between the bonds of manipulation and the call to embrace love. Illuminate our hearts with the light of your truth. Help us recognize the signs of manipulation, those subtle snares that entangle us in deceit and control. Give us the strength to break free from their grip, empowering us to walk a path of authenticity and freedom. God, help us to use caution, to know how to love fully, but not be manipulated in the process. Teach us to love with open hearts and to guard our souls. May our love be selfless, patient, and kind, reflecting the boundaryless love you bestow, but also give us wisdom to navigate the complex waters of compassion and grace, as we protect ourselves as well. Let your presence be a guiding light, leading us toward relationships that uplift and nourish our spirits. In Jesus' name, amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 1282. And in the meantime, Henry Nouwen wrote, our society is not a community radiant with the love of Christ, but a dangerous network of domination and manipulation in which we can easily get entangled and lose our soul. I pray you to have wise, mature Christian friends who will help you navigate life with love, all the while drawing appropriate boundaries to protect yourself from ungodly manipulation.